This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is the fourth episode of the Retail Revolution, where us over here at BFM have teamed up with our friends over at Lazada to find out what happens in the background. Over the past year, companies of all types have experienced an unprecedented amount of business transformation, fueled in a large part by the coronavirus pandemic. The global health crisis certainly accelerated the need for digitalization, leading to the rise of e-commerce as more businesses shifted to the digital sphere to remain sustainable during this challenging period. For struggling micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, that were impacted by the pandemic, government bodies and e-commerce players such as MDEC and Lazada stepped up to support them in their time of need with various initiatives such as Penjana and Package Kedai Pintar to help their shift to the online space. Since then, thousands of MSMEs have embraced technology and digitized their business to sustain and boost their economic recovery efforts. For brands that already had an online presence pre-COVID, navigating through a new wave of consumer behavior has encouraged them to rethink the way they do business and prioritize their marketing and digital strategies to deliver a highly personalized, interactive, and premium quality shopping experience for their customers in the new normal. As the most globally disruptive year in recent times comes to an end, homegrown brands on Lazada, such as Signature Market, a natural food company that achieved more than double growth from the recent 11/11 sales, and Dmart, a grocery business that was founded by the same man that owns Salad Atelier and experienced more than 50% uplift in sales since May, will surely agree that being adaptable and agile was essential to optimize their business growth during and post-COVID. To share more about their thoughts and what trends they see in 2021, I'm speaking with Edwin Wang, CEO of Signature Market, and Dylan Lee, founder of Dmart. So first up, Edwin, can you give us a summary of what 2020 has been like for the brand and how has the pandemic affected your business?
Thank you so much, Richard. For Signature Market, 2020 has been an amazing year for us. We actually grew almost 100% this year. And we don't only grew 100%, we also becomes profitable. This our first year becomes profitable. And according to a research I read that day, right, from Bain & Company, online grocery market in Malaysia actually triples. So this year has been an awesome year for us.
Outstanding. In a year where most people thought that, you know, online and e-commerce was going to have trouble as well.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, let's move on. Dylan, your first time here on the Retail Revolution. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
You're doing awesome, even better. Yeah. Now, you guys have had quite an interesting journey into the e-commerce world, from founding Salad Atelier to selling vouchers online and now groceries. Give us a short background into your story.
We started Salad Atelier. Basically, me and my partners, we draw partners, started Salad Atelier 7 years ago. Along the way, we have been a very techy kind of restaurant. So we are trying to utilize all kind of technology that is available in the market, and we try to incorporate it, integrate it into our SOP. So, okay. E-commerce is no stranger to us. Basically, we are already in e-commerce for like 2 years before the pandemic. It was going slow. We were just trying out. So when this pandemic hits, I only have like one objective, which is to get through this crisis and then trying to survive throughout the period. And we don't know how long it's going to last. We sit down with the team and we tell them, hey guys, we're going to shuffle all of you guys and then we're going to refocus. So with the objective of getting through the crisis and to avoid closing down and retrenchment, we just go into, hey, selling whatever that we can sell, which is all the ingredients that we have. So this is how we get into the grocer business. And since then, things are doing really well for us. And grocer is now accountable to like 15% of our business.
15%?
Yeah. And it's still growing.
How's 2020 been for you and your company then?
2020 is like a tsunami to us. So it's wave after wave. So first you have this MCO that suddenly came. And then we trying to restructure and trying to go online, go digital. So right after this, things goes well, then CMCO, then RMCO. So that's when, again, grocers shift back to seller atelier because people start to go back to the shopping malls. And then you come another second wave, which is bringing people back to the online. So it has been like wave after wave of changes for us in the company.
It kind of has makes you have to be nimble, right?
Yeah. So there's definitely your staff or your teams that will question, hey, how come things are like keep changing, but what can we do?
Which brings me across to Edwin. Talk to me about, you know, digitizing. And do you believe that digitizing a business is important to you guys and why?
Yeah, of course, Richard. No, digitizing a business is actually our number one goal from day one. Okay, because we are a D2C, so our view is actually the future with AI coming and the drone technology coming. The brand owner and customers gap would be narrower. And this is definitely going to happen in next 5 or 10 years. So for us as a business, we need to think, how do we deliver direct to consumer efficiently, right? Because we are in food business, right? So the lead time from our factory to consumer dictates how fresh and how delicious our packaged food is. So if we can have this this optimized, okay, this end-to-end optimized, we are very confident that it is like our competitive value add.
And can you share with me some of your key milestones after you digitized your business on Lazada?
Since we started joining Lazada, our result has been growing amazingly. Okay. One of the most awesome results that we deliver between 9.9 and 11.11 is we actually more than double our sales just for that 11.11 sales alone. So Lazada has been working with us very closely because the trend this year is all about groceries, about packaged food, buying online. So we are working closely with Lazada to build that kind of behavior for consumer, for Malaysian consumer.
Okay, I'm going to skip over to Dylan. Dylan, you joined Lazada's Package Kedai Pintar initiative back in May to set up your grocery business on the platform. How was that process and what was the most helpful support that you got?
When it comes to MCO, this Package Kedai Pintar is something that also gives us the push to go sell grocer online. Onboarding is not difficult for us because before this, we already have like 2 years of amateur e-commerce experience. So with the people that we know who is in charge of Seller Atelier, we managed to get in touch with someone that is in grocer. What happens is they're actually very helpful. They guide us through how to get it listed, and they even give us 0% commissions when we join with this package Kedai Pintar, which of course later on will reverse back to the normal merchants commissions. Onboarding is never a challenge. The challenge is always the marketing side. So that's what we need, a lot of support from Lazada. So I have been haunting them like crazy back then because users have to keep calling, hey, how to join this campaign? How to be in this campaign? Because everyone would love to join the campaigns, but they're always...
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, they're always limited slots. So the tips and tricks that they give you, so you have to follow. And of course, you have to be good with your numbers because joining campaigns sometimes can mean losses. Sometimes you will just be a loss leader where it brings in more revenue because of your these promotions. We have been very closely in touch with the supports, the key account managers on all the tips and tricks. And of course, while we are doing this e-commerce, this grocer, what we are aiming for is not a big ass profit, right? So we are aiming for traction because we know that this, if this continues, this is going to be a new business. So we are aiming for traction. We are aiming for changing in behavior with minimal profit. So we are not so much into, hey, must make a big profit out of it. They are really helpful. Key account managers are really helpful. They never, you know, like sometimes you try to call support and no people get picked up. So
I know it well. Yes.
Yeah, you will just halfway give up, and then all your efforts, the previous efforts, just go into a drain.
Yeah, so, yeah. You feel like you're beginning again when you're talking to somebody.
Yeah. So I have never experienced these kind of things with Lazada support. Just because every time when you're in need, you give them a text or you give them a call, there will definitely be a response. So I'm very grateful on that.
I think at that positive note, we should take a short break. Okay? You are tuned in to Retail Revolution here on BFM. This is episode number 4. I'm on the phone line with Edwin Wang from Signature Market and also Dylan Lee from DMart. We're having a look back at 2020, the year that fast-tracked the growth of e-commerce and digital transformation. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You are tuned in to episode 4 of The Retail Revolution. My name is Rich Bradbury. BFM have teamed up with Lazada and some of their partners to find out what happens in the background. I'm speaking with Edwin Wang from Signature Market and Dylan Lee from DMart. Dylan, just before the break, we were talking about how you joined the initiatives and how Lazada have helped you, with supported you in terms of marketing, and they're always available. I'd like to know the same question that I asked Edwin just a few moments ago. What have been some of your pivotal milestones for business growth since joining an e-commerce marketplace like Lazada?
So on the first month of going to grocer, we managed to turn in 5 figures of sales. That is pretty awesome because from 0 to 5 figures in the month. And then it's slowly catching up to today, which is the grocers is contributing to 15% of our sales. So that gives us the motivations to, the push to continue doing it. And another milestone which after we started is now we are actually looking into being a supplier, which is basically a vertical integration of Seller Atelier, because previously, we were just trying to buy from suppliers. Now, we are trying to be supplier and we are trying to supply to other people as well. Not only to B2C, but it's also B2B. And a little bit on Seller Atelier, because that we hired more e-commerce executive and senior exec, our Seller Atelier sales also tripled this year, because we just have more people focusing into it. So more promotions, more discounts, joining campaigns. So for Seller Atelier, the sales on e-commerce Lazada has tripled this year, although it's a is a bad year for dining F&B.
So it's a case of like you also attracted new talent to the thing that you're doing, and because of that, it's boosted your other business.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, there's a synergy between the grocer side and salad atelier side.
I want to skip over to Edwin from Signature Market. Edwin, any thoughts on key retail trends as we move into 2021? And how do you see the Malaysian e-commerce market in the future?
In my humble opinion, I feel that retail is still very important in everything. No, because human being is a social animal, right? So they crave all those connection, networking. So online, those are the things that online cannot deliver. But the offline is definitely the place for you to meet up your friends, do a chit-chat, you know, everything happens offline, right? So in the future, what I envision is consumer will, the retail industry will focus more on experience, okay? There's a lot of cafe. You can see post-COVID, you can see there's so many new cafe coming out, okay? Despite everyone said retail is going down and everything, but then I can see the trend is like there's more and more boutique cafes coming up. So retail trend is definitely there, but there is a mixture of retail and online. Means they create the retail to create the experience. Then after that, they go in to sell their product through all those Grab or Foodpanda for deliveries. So that business is going to be very big, where instead of like opening 10 retails, they would open like one really amazing retail, and then the rest is covered through the like cloud kitchen. Like it's not a physical store, but then it is a kitchen, like co-working space.
Dylan, I'm going to get that question to you in just a couple of minutes. But before we get there, I've got a couple of questions that I want to swing by you first. What, in your opinion, is the strategy that MSMEs in Malaysia today need to rethink and employ to help, you know, your businesses sustain and grow when the CMCO is lifted and into the new year?
I think MSME, what they really need to do is sit down and strategize and get closer to the customers. Because if you are in control with the consumers, you have a bit more control in your business. So how do we do that? Just go online. So trying to set up a page, go on Lazada. So that's basically how you get closer to your consumers, your end customers.
That same question that I just asked Edwin as well, you know, what are your thoughts on key trends as we move into 2021, especially for small, medium enterprises and micro businesses like yourself?
Retail is still important, but I do see retail slowing down further. The switch is basically going to online. People are getting lazy. I mean, the behavioral change and logistics are getting cheaper. What I think is going to change, and what I think we are going to head to, is on-demand delivery. So now logistics are getting cheaper. Everyone is buying things online. So now the game will change to how fast you get your things, right? I mean, we impulse buy, we want to get something, and then we are in grocers. So basically, you don't want to order grocers and get it tomorrow. You want to get it like in 1-2 hours time. If you can get to your customers earlier, you will have the advantage.
One question for you, Edwin, before we wrap up with the final question. Edwin, what investments are the most necessary to create the technology environment that will allow your company to thrive in the next or the new normal?
Post-COVID, we actually saw the market is flooded with a lot of mom and pop brands. So everyone wants to sell their curry pop. Everyone wants to sell their like biscuit and everything. So for our company, we need to strengthen our value proposition, and we need to deliver top class experience for our customer. So in Signature Market, we already spend a lot of money in R&D of new products, And in 2021, we were double the R&D spending. So we are focused more on product innovation. Okay, and in terms of providing back service, we are upgrading our integrated factory, and we're gonna improve our fulfillment technology as well. So it's more towards like pick and pack kind of service, and how do we process the whole fresh to delivered experience to customer at the shortest time possible.
Very similar to what Dylan was talking about with logistics then. Okay, the final question for both of you, and it's about, you know, the future and strategy. So let me start with you, Dylan. What's your strategy and future plans going into the new year?
So going into the new year, we actually take this opportunity during this pandemic time to look into a lot more delivery points. Basically, it's like shop lots that you don't have a shop front and serve as a delivery point. For example, in Cyberjaya, so we don't have any presence yet. So by going into Cyberjaya, we are not looking into like ground floor kind of prime lots. We're looking into second floor or like a slightly smaller area where we just make it a distribution point. So for Salad Atelier, we are looking into that kind of model as well, where you use it as a ghost kitchen and you come out with multiple brands, and at the same time, you are also a grocer. Traditionally, if you want to have two brands of restaurants or you want to do multiple business, you have to have multiple locations where you try to lure in your walk-in customers. But now, with this trend going online and logistics getting cheaper, we are doing it the other way around, where we have one places and we sell multiple things, multiple brands. So that's one of my strategy going into new year. The second strategy that I have is we are trying to be farmer going into new year. We trying to control our source. So with that, we will bring down the cost for everyone. So if I'm a farmer, I can actually sell to end customers because I basically kill all the distributor and the suppliers. I go straight to the end customers because I have been dealing with end customers for 7 years now. So I can make it cheaper for the end customers. And at the same time, going up, climbing up the supply chain, I can get it cheaper for my restaurants as well. So in a way, selling more things, getting things cheaper, and that is my strategy going into New Year. And we were going to be very e-commerce focused because from one marketing manager that we have in 2019, in 2020, we actually have a team of five. So we have a team of two handling e-commerce, and going into 2021, I'm looking at now 3 to 4 people that is handling e-commerce and all the online businesses.
Thank you, Dylan. Edwin, same question for you. What's the company's strategy and future online business plans going to be into the new year?
Okay, so for us, our company are very, very bullish about the online grocery adoption in Malaysia. So, we found out the research that it is actually online grocery is the highest CAGR growth in the next 5 years, is 32% growth on a yearly basis. So for us, we were definitely double up our marketing spend to acquire new customer. Currently, we already have 300,000 customers, and we want to bring it up to at least 500,000. Okay. Then, currently we have around 700 SKU that is exclusive product that we create. So next year we're gonna double our R&D team in product development. And we want to bring it up to at least 1,000 SKUs of our own brand unique product. Then the next thing we want to do is on service. So right now, our lead time from ordering to customer is around 3.5 days to 4 days. So our biggest aim is 2 days. No, it's like you order today, then hopefully you get tomorrow, or you just need to wait like 2-3 days, right? And lastly, definitely customer service is very, very important. So we want to improve our NPS score above 85%.
You both sound like you are going to be extremely busy in 2021, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thanks. Richard.
All right. I've been speaking with Edwin Wang from Signature Market and, of course, Dylan Lee from DMart. You've been tuned into the fourth episode of the Retail Revolution here on BFM with Lazada. Stay tuned. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. I recommend downloading that BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. If you can't do that, head over to bfm.my. Listen back at your leisure. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.